We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you, getting you set for a 7:05 first pitch between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Akron Rubber Ducks. And maybe tonight, these two teams are going to play nine innings instead of more. It's been back-to-back extra inning games to start this series. Flying Squirrels have now played five consecutive extra inning games and six of the last seven. It seems hard to believe. And, well, Francisco Morales, Flying Squirrels hitting coach, he's joining us now. Is it that hard to believe? Have you ever been around a team that's played this many extra inning games in this short of a span?
No, not that many, but, it's many ways you can, you know, look at it when a team plays, extra innings. You know, one of the things that we look at, like, we in the game, you know, you're always in the game and everything, then it comes down to execution. When you play extra inning games, the key is executing, the key is making the plays, the key is you know, doing what the game asks you to do, you know, bunt if you need to bunt, move the runner over if you need to move a runner and bring him in.
With the new minor league baseball pace of play rules that were instituted last year that puts a runner on second base to start each extra inning, what's been the philosophy for the Flying Squirrels in approaching that situation, trying to bring that runner on second base in?
Again, it's executing. Runner, second base, nobody out. You know, we teach these guys from day one to, you know, hey, you got to hit the ball to the right side. You got to move the runner if they don't ask you to bunt. And like I say, it comes down to execution. Sometimes we execute, sometimes we don't. And usually the teams that don't execute, the next innings and come back and the other side of the ball.
It seems like more times than not, the decision in extra innings is to kind of go for the base hit or to move the runner over without bunting, although there have been a few times this year where in the 10th inning there has been a sacrifice bunt that's been put on. How do you guys decide whether or not that's a play that you want to put into action?
Well, you got to, first of all, you got to think about who's at the plate. You know, we don't, you're never going to ask, you know, Bart to bunt in double A, or you're never going to ask a guy like Brusa, you know, guys that can drive the ball out of the park. But guys like Fargas, you know, guys like, you know, Miller, Bryce Johnson, all those guys that are part of their game, you know, really makes the decision on bunting or not.
Chatting here with Francisco Morales on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Flying Squirrels and Rubber Ducks getting going at 7:05 tonight. Back-to-back extra inning losses for the Flying Squirrels. Last night, Fargas was on second base to start that extra inning, and probably nobody better to be on base than somebody with the speed that Jhoneshwy Fargas has. Is there any thought considered to having him try and get himself over to third instead of pushing him there?
Yeah, I mean, guys like Fargas, you know, that's part of his game, you know, stealing bases and create situations. And most of the time, depending on the score, depending on the scoreboard, Fargas has a green light. He also has been working on reading how quick the pitches are to the play. And when you see Fargas not running because the pitch is pretty quick to the play, it means the pitcher is paying attention to him. And, you know, he's got to stay put in those situations, can try to force the issue. Now, if the guy is not, you know, quick to the play, he has a green light.
When it comes to Fargas, not on the base paths, but at the plate, he's enjoyed a really strong second half. Now leads the team in average. He's been leading the team in steals all season. What have you noticed about his progression this year?
He made a huge one. We made a couple adjustments on his setup and mechanically. But the main thing for Fargas is understanding who he is and playing his game, which is, you know, hitting, you know, low line drives, you know, hitting the ball in the gap and stay with it himself. He's got occasional pop, and that may be worse against him because he knows if it, you know, he gets a hole in one, the ball's going to carry. But that's not his game. He has to understand what worked for him, what he's built to do, and what his game asking to do is get it on base and create situations for the guy behind him.
What do you think it says about this team on the whole, going back to the extra inning games? It's now 21 this year. That's more than any team in minor league baseball, and you're laughing because it's funny. It seems, how can there be this many? But like you said before, it means the team is in the game. So what is it about this team that creates such close games night in and night out?
We don't quit. No, these guys don't quit. And everything started with our manager. You know, he's always in the game. He's always of thinking ahead, and he that translate to the players. You know, you're always in the dugout, you know, preaching and telling them, hey, even if we behind it, you know, we one big inning away to get back in the game, and we had the personnel to do it. You know, we had the people that can put a 5-6 run and we're right back in the game. And I think it's that, is, you know, these guys don't quit. It comes down to execution in the last inning, but, you know, through 9 innings, these players that we have, they don't quit.
Now, we saw it over the homestand, 4 wins in 5 games, a couple of those extra inning wins, and a couple of those walk-off wins in extra innings. We've now only got 10 games left of the season between the 6 that are left on this road trip and the 4 that are left at home. What are some of the goals you have for this team offensively for this final stretch?
10 games, that's it.
That's it.
Let's play 10 more. The goal still the same, you know, from day one, you know, finish strong. A lot can happen in 10 games. You know, you can be hitting 240, 250, and you ended up hitting 270 over the course of 10 games. But our main thing for us right now offensively, we just got to finish strong. Continue to work. Don't stop working, even though it's only 10 games. We're here in the cage working every day. These guys are here working every day. And I'm blessed. You know, these guys hasn't stopped working from day one. You know, 10 games into the season, they're all here in the cage trying to get better, because you can get better in 10 days. So they know that, and they keep pushing.
All right, Mo. Thanks very much. Best of luck tonight.
Gracias.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch at 7:05 on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.